Welcome to Avyom Yerushalmi, the Shiras sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Chav Beis in the Oiz V'Odar edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom. It says the Gemara, where it brings the Shalach as Eruvin Be'al Cheshir Tevikaton, so you need to make sure that the Cheshir Tevikaton does the Eruv, not that's not a good Eruv. And the Mishnah mentioned that if someone that accepts it, then it's okay. He needs to make sure that the person who accepted actually did the Eruv. He has to confirm with him that the Eruv actually was done. When somebody tells his friend, I'm going to do Meiser for you, he doesn't have to confirm it. You can rely on the friend that he actually did the Meiser. So the Gemara is bothered. Here you say you have to confirm. And there you don't. What's the difference between our case and the case of Meiser? In the case of Meiser, we're talking about a Godol. The Godol is a Shliach. We assume he's doing the Shlichus. Here, he's giving the Meiser, the Eruv to a Katan. Now, the Katan, we can't rely on it. The only reason we rely on it is because someone accepted it. But because the main Shlichus is done with the Katan, you still have to confirm it. Or kam mekoton. I mean, even if you want to say both cases are the same, either they're both adults or both are children. There, the initiative came from the shliach. He says, "I'm going to do ma'aser for you." She ain't tzech la'amod dimoy. So they have to confirm with him because the guy on his own said, "I'm going to do it for you." But here, he told him, "I want you to do the area for me." The person reluctantly said, "Okay." Doesn't mean he actually is going to do it. You have to confirm. Says Gemara, Hado yofo minahi, vahi yofo minado. So now both cases learn from each other. Hado yofo minahi. Our case learns from Meiser. So what? Shema amar lo ani, we're using the Gisa Rav Chaim. Shema amar lo ani ma'arev al yotcho, she'en tzach la'amoy dimoy. If the initiative came from the shliach, the person says, I'm going to make the area for you. You have nothing to worry about. He doesn't have to confirm that he actually did it. Vahi yofo minado. In the case of Meiser, he learns from here. Shema amar lo, if he told him, Oser, Al Yodi, the initiative came from the owner, and he told his friend, please do Meiser for me, so then, he does have to confirm with him, because it's not enough that the person agreed. If it wasn't the initiative of the Shliach, you need to still confirm with him. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Nostoy Behilon Lamala Ma'asor Tfochim Eino Eruv. If you put the Eruv in a tree, above 10 Tfochim, it's not Eruv. As we'll see in the Gemara, we're talking here that you have a space of 4. And you have a space of 4, and therefore it's a din of Rishus HaYochit. Lamata Ma'asor Tfochim, if it's in the tree below 10 Tfochim, Harez Eruv, it is a good Eruv. Nostoy Behilon, you put it in a pit, Afilu Omboik Me'aham, even though it's very deep, Harez Eruv, it's a good Eruv. All this the Gemara is going to explain. He put it on top of a narrow pole. If it's not connected to the ground, it's disconnected, just stuck into the ground. Even it's very, very tall. As we'll see in the Gemara, that you could tilt it, and therefore it's an eruv. He put it in a closet and locked the door. And he lost the key. It's still a good eruv. Because it's still accessible, and the Gemara is going to explain it a little bit more. If he doesn't know where the key is, it's not a good Eruv. So the Gemara, that's a quote from the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, even though below 10 Tfachim is a good Eruv, you can't carry it. Why? Because you're not allowed to use a tree. It's a Yisro Derabanan to use a tree. But if it's below 3 Tfachim, too close to the ground, mutter, that's considered to be on the ground and it's mutter. So if the eruv is a good eruv, you should be able to carry it. If he can carry it, if he can reach it, he can access it, it's also betiltos, so why is it a good eruv? So the pshat in our Mishnah is that when does the eruv become an eruv? In the time of Ben Ashmashas. To touch a tree is only a shvus derabanan. Doing ben hashmashas, you could do shvusim. Kol davar shu mishum shvus legazru alav ben hashmashas. So when the eruv is becoming an eruv, he could access it, and that's why, even though on Shabbos not allowed to carry it, the eruv is a good eruv. So the Gemara me'ato afilu l'malam me'asara. So why, if it's above 10, you say you can't do it? The Gemara understands that below above 10 tfachim, it's still just a din not using the tree. So the problem is not to use the tree. Ben hashmashas, you could use the tree, so it should be a good eruv even above 10. Answer the Gemara of Chabes on base. If you do b'shir Shmuel, tipata shoy soy kirosoy arbo. The trunk has the size of four. Once the trunk is so big, if it has a height of 10 and a width of 4, so then it has the of Rishus HaYachid. So then he wants to do Shvisa. He wants to have the Eruv in Rishus HaRabim, but the Eruv is a different place. He's in Rishus HaRabim, and his Eruv is in Rishus HaYachid. That's why it's not a good Eruv. Continues, they wanted to explain. All around the tree needs to be Rishus HaRabim. Because if there's one side which is now Rishus HaRabim, and it's only a Karmelis, so then you could take from the tree to that place, Midar HaRaiso. And also, he says, I want to have my shvisa underneath the tree in Rishus HaRabim. But if he says, I want my shvisa to be on the tree, which is Rishus HaYochid, then it'll be a good Eruv, even though you're not allowed to climb the tree on Shabbos, but in Benesh Roshes you could. Says the Gemara now, we're going to use the Gius of Reb Chaim in the next few lines. Tani, Nostoi bekalkolo vetlo beilon. He put it in a basket, and the basket he hanged on the ilon. So, afilu lemala masor tfochim, even though it's over 10 tfochim, Eruv. It is a good Eruv. Ve'osu l'taltoloi, but you can't carry it because it's on the Elon. L'malam asar tfachim, mutal l'taltoloi. If it's below 10 tfachim, you could carry it. So the more v'kasho, im Eruv ve'eruv, yim mutal l'taltoloi. Im osu l'taltoloi, Eruv ve'eruv. What does it mean? You're saying you can't carry it, but it's still a good Eruv. So the more v'acho b'shev chinino, ro'uy lo'if cho'levato sh'zayochit shebo. Meaning when you have this basket, which is hanging on the tree, the basket makes the tree have a width of 4. The tree itself is less than 4, but with the basket it is 4. But if he tilts the basket, now it's no 4 anymore, and then he can reach the Eruv. So this is Shusei Yochid can be canceled. So according to this, if you have a bench in Shusei Rabim, the height of 10 and the width of 4, now it's Shusei Yochid. But if you go and you put it on its side, so now the height will be 4 and the width will be 10, but the height will be only 4. So what's going to happen? Levato Shusayachet Shibo. It won't be Shusayachet anymore. Hadom Rosh Eruv Eruv. So that will tell you that really the Eruv is a good Eruv, even though it was Shusayachet. Because you can tilt down, you can turn around the bench, it's not Shusayachet anymore and it's okay. So you may, that's the ratio of what we quoted. Above 10 Fachim is Shusayachet, then we now let it carry from there. But because you can tilt it and make it not Shusayachet, it's a good Eruv. Now the Gemara, according to Reb Chaim, quotes the next part. Umutu atatole, below 10 fachim, you could carry it. Why? Because it's not really on the tree. It's a basket which is hanging on the tree. It's called mishtash betzidei. You're using the side of the tree. So therefore, it's okay. So the Gemara, I have a problem with that. Tama tanino, we learned over there. Shtayim bideodo mechaz beilon. If you have a sukkah, the two walls were made bideodom. It's a wall that made that a person built it. And the third wall is made by a tree. Or shtayim be'ilum v'achad b'de'odom, or two of the walls of the tree, and one wall is b'de'odom, k'sheiro, it is kosher, fein oilim lo b'yontif, you should not go into it in yontif, because you make up to use the tree. So even though, how he's going to use the tree? He's going to use, because he's going to hang things on the schach, which is leaning on the tree. So we don't let him to do that. So he asks the Gemara, v'ochat omat eruv mutul tatra. Here he said, you could carry it from the tree. And you have no problem with the fact that he may come to touch and use the side of the tree. And there you see, you can use the side of the tree. How do you explain the contradiction between these two things? In the case of Sukkah, he's putting the schach on the actual tree. So here, your mom is using the tree. Here, he's not putting the basket on the tree. He's taking a peg out of the tree, and on that he's hanging the basket. So the basket's not using the tree itself, it's using what's connected to the tree. So says the Gemara Yimele, Hado yofa minahi, vahi yofa minahdo. So these two cases learn from each other. Hado yofa minahi, shima yushtei tedus yoitzes, vesiche ragabem. We learn from Sukkah from here, that if there was two poles, or two pegs coming out of the tree, and he puts chach on them, but it's okay, you can use it in yontif, because you're not using the actual tree. You're using only what's connected to the tree. And our case learns from Sukkah. If he put the basket not hanging on a peg, but he put the basket on the tree itself, meaning he has some something in the tree, some indentation in the tree, and he puts the basket there, it's a good Eruv, because the only reason you can't use it is because of Shvus, which you could do in Benesh Moshes, but you're not allowed to carry it because you actually, the basket is right now on the tree itself, and now it's coming out of the tree. Continues the Gemara, Daf Chav Gimel Odaf says, Oma v'yisi bein hocho bein tamon min atzadi. He says, no. Both cases, the case of Sukkah and the case of Mayas, he's using the side. So if so, how are you going to explain the contradiction? My kedoin, kai demar Yaakov b'achol b'shev zeiro t'ab Shimon ben Elozer hi. This our case is talking according to Shimon and Lozer. Tanim Shimon Lozer im mutri shtash al tzodi beim b'shabbes. He says you can use the sign of an animal b'shabbes. He tzodi beim, he tzidet ilan. He holds no difference between the sign of the animal and the sign of the tree. So that's our case, and that's what we spoke about when you have a basket and you have an eruv. It's a shita of Shimon and Lozer. But the case of Sukkah is a shita of Rabbanon. Rabbanon disagree with Shimon and Lozer, and they hold you can use the side, and therefore the Sukkah, who's leaning on the side of the tree, you're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Eruvin Daf Chav Beis.